News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hazardous smoke from wildfires is hanging over millions in the U.S. and Canada. Mike Hempen has details.
The air quality index exceeded a staggering 400 at times in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams says the quality of the air was getting worse throughout the day Wednesday.
At 5 p.m., the air quality index hit 484. A hazardous condition that we are facing.
A level over 300 is considered hazardous, when even healthy people are advised to curtail outdoor physical activity. In Canada, officials are asking other countries for help, fighting more than 400 blazes across the country that have displaced 20,000 people. Canadian officials say this is shaping up to be the nation's worst wildfire season ever. I'm Mike Hempen.
New entrants into the race for the Republican presidential nomination, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Mike Pence, opening his bid with a forceful denunciation of former President Trump, blasting his recklessness on January 6, 2021, when Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol.
On that day, President Trump also demanded that I choose between him and the Constitution. Now voters will be faced with the same choice. I chose the Constitution, and I always will.
Ron DeSantis is defending his state's decision to fly migrants from the southern border to California. Meeting with sheriffs in Arizona, the Florida governor argued California essentially invited the migrants with its welcoming policies. On Capitol Hill, hard-right conservatives brought the House chamber to a halt for a second day, preventing even routine votes from being taken. They're angry over Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt deal with President Biden. And Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island has begun erupting again after a three-month pause. This is AP News. AP Entertainment correspondent Marci Zaraleta has news of a death in the music world.
George Winston has died after a 10-year battle with cancer, according to his website. He was 73. George Winston said he named his albums for the feelings they evoked. He first grabbed attention with his 1980 album, Autumn.
When I started recording, it was just natural for me to say, these are autumn songs, or these are, you know, early winter songs.
But it was his 1982 album, December, that made him beloved. Winston did not like being called New Age. He said in a 2017 AP interview he had his own name for his music.
At first they called, like, the Autumn record classical. And I went, no, I've never played classical. And then they said jazz, and went, well, there's some improv. I said, no, you know, it's folk piano.
I'm Marci Zaraleta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.